My. What an honor it is to get to be in God's house tonight. Would you do me a favor all across this place? Would you bow your heads and would you close your eyes? I'm a firm believer that we will have and have had all of the church services that we need to have. But I don't think we've had near enough of intimate times with our daddy. You see, I believe that tonight God wants to speak to you individually and personally. I believe that when God brought you here tonight, he knew exactly what he was doing. God knew where you were at 5 years ago, and he knows where you're going to be in 20. If you're in this house tonight, and you just said, man, I'm just going to go to church, I will challenge you to not just let this be church. I will ask you right at this moment to make a declaration to a universe-breathing God that tonight everything else is abandoned, that you only desire what he wants for you, and you will not leave this place until you have received something from him. So I want to ask you what it is that you need in this place tonight. Some of you may have walked through these doors with a drug addiction. I ain't never had a drug addiction, but I would imagine if I come through those doors with one, I promise you, more than money, more than a job, I would need him to set me free from that addiction. Some of you may have walked through those doors and you're just mad. Because life has not exactly been fair, and you've been mad at God for a long time. I promise you, he's big enough to handle your mad, because his love is bigger than your mad. His love is bigger than your past. I promise you, he'll set you free if you'll just give him an opportunity. That's all he needs. What do you need? Father, as we begin tonight, oh, I just love you. I love your presence. I love your anointing. I love your mercy. I love your grace. I just love everything that is you. I pray, Father, that these people would hear you tonight, not me. Every time that you plant a seed, it always brings life. And Father, the smartest man in the world's fallible, but you have never made a mistake yet. So, Father, let us hear you tonight. And Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. If you agree, would you say amen? I want you to open your Bibles, and I don't want anybody laughing at my glasses, all right? I hit that age where my arms were no longer long enough. Lisa Register, I do not want to see a phone out. Do you hear me? They already took them. Oh, my. I may miss Beasley's brother. Psalms 139. I want to begin in verse 7. Listen very carefully. Psalms 139 and verse 7. You see, the psalmist is writing about a time in his life, and he's just finally saying, listen, there is no place that I can go that God's not there. Listen to what he says in verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? And where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. And if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. I'm going to say that one more time. If I go up to the heavens, you're there. And if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. You said, Ray, what does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. It means it don't matter how bad it gets. Are you guys listening to me? How many of y'all ever had a bad day? Raise your hand if you had a bad day. Now I'm going to go a little further. Anybody in here had a bad week? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to just be straight up with you. I've had a bad year before. I'm just going to tell you, it was one of them years I'd like to say, you know what? Me no like it this year no more. I'm ready for January to come along so everything will be new. But see, there's a time in our lives when we come to a place and we're sitting there and we're like, man, could it get any worse? Honey, don't ask that question because, yes, it could get worse. Do you understand me? But I'll know this much in this place tonight. I don't care what your situation is. You can look at me and go, oh, you're fixing to sound real preacher. No, what I'm fixing to sound like is just real and genuine. And what I'm about to tell you is truth. I don't care how bad last year was. I don't care how bad last week was. I don't care how bad the day was. I don't care how bad the news was. He can never have anything that is bigger than his presence. Do you understand me? The gift of God is bigger than any bad day that you've ever had. You see, a lot of times we think to ourselves, I'm just going to run and hide. You know what I've learned about God, Dennis Aaron? I can run and I can hide from you. I can not answer my phone when you call. Josh, I can not answer my phone when you call. But here's the one thing that I know. I can never hide from his presence. See, when God's presence begins to pursue you, it's like something that you ain't never seen before. And he'll grab a hold of you. Y'all ever seen one of them good dogs get something bait up? That's the way I see the Spirit of God. And there's been a many a time when all hell was breaking loose in my life. I don't know if that does in Louisiana, but in Texas, all hell breaks loose from time to time. And the Spirit of God got me all bait up in one place. And I finally just said, calf rope, guess what? I can't get away from your presence. I'm sick and I'm tired of running. Honey, the best thing you'll ever do when it comes to God is to surrender. Are you hearing me? Now, I know I'm looking at some of you now because when I said that a minute ago, some of you look at me and go, oh, you know, that guy just gets so excited, but that's just a little bit over the top. That is just, I mean, you know, he really sounds like he actually believes this stuff. I want you to know something in here. The enemy absolutely loves our churches today because our churches are full of people who absolutely don't believe what the book says, but they love to look like they believe what the word says. I believe that I can't go anywhere that his presence can't find me. I don't believe I can go anywhere that his presence won't pursue me. And I don't believe I've ever got in so much over my head that his presence cannot redeem me if I'll just call out to him. Amen. Woo. I don't know if y'all know what that is, but I grew up in trailer parks and we call that Ric Flair. Woo. My mama's sitting down here tonight, and I want you to know she's looking at me, and she's shaking her head like, I can't believe you said that. That's the very same woman that worked for the ambulance department, and Ox Baker, the wrestler that used to give the heart punch, accidentally spit on me at a wrestling match, and she was crawling over the ring in her EMT. She said, don't you ever spit on my baby. I kill you. Y'all think that's made up? It ain't even embellished. It's the truth. Now listen to me, if the enemy can ever get you to believe that God's presence isn't interested in you anymore, are you hearing me? See, I've been to a place, now y'all going to have to forgive me tonight because I'm just going to be just as real as I can. I've been to a place before when, to be honest with you, if I was God, I'd have been done with me, Dennis Aaron. Are you hearing me? If I was God, I wouldn't have wasted no more time on Ray Perryman. Not one. If I was God, I would have said, you know what? I am so sick and tired of trying to get this boy bait up and to get his attention. How about I just say that I'm done with him and I'm going to go over here because I see some people over yonder that I believe are looking for something, that wants something. I promise you, here's what I know about God. God just don't give up that easy. In this house tonight, there is not one thing that you can tell me that I'm going to look at you and go, oh man, I am so sorry. That's going to catch God off. You know, God's probably going to go, I really don't want my presence having anything to do with you because that's too bad. And, oh, I didn't know you did them kind of drugs. And you mean you had that many affairs? And oh my goodness, you cheated on your taxes that many times? You mean you've been a liar your entire life? You mean that everything about you is fake? Oh, I don't want, not, honey, I want you to know you don't scare God with what you've been through. I promise you, the devil gets scared when God comes on the scene, because he ain't worried about what you've been through. He's going to take you through to where he's called you to. Wouldn't it be something if all of us in this place quit giving God excuses about why his presence ain't got no business in our lives? Wouldn't it be something if we just finally realized that he loves me? And I look like Swiss cheese. Any of y'all in here ever failed God and you didn't even mean to? Y'all, I'm going to be honest with you. I've caught myself in mid-sentence before. Now look, I'm a preacher, and if this offends some of you, I'm sorry. But when I went into ministry, the Lord told me to just keep it simple and plain and straight. He said not to waver. He said don't worry about, you know, cushioning. And he said just tell it straight. And the second thing he told me, he said be real. And I'd give anything if I could stand up here and tell you guys that I felt worthy of his presence every day of my life. But it'd be a lie. I can't lie to you. And I just sense in this place tonight that there are some of you that came, and the reason you are never getting to the next level in the kingdom, it's because you have never truly seen what God sees. God says that you are worth his presence. Now look, I'm going to be just straight up with you. If George Strait called me up and said, hey, Bubba, you don't come rope? Y'all, I ain't that modest. I'm not going to say, Jorge de Recho. That's Mexican for George Strait. I'm not going to say, look, I'm so sorry, but I'm, George, man, I'm just a nobody. I'm not worth it. You know what I'm going to say? Dude, you tell me when and where. And by the way, I ain't got a horse right now. Can I ride one of yours? You say, you mean you would really act like you're needy? You would jump to it? You dang Skippy, I would. And I do the same thing with my heavenly daddy. I promise you, there's times I know that I don't deserve what he's given me. But when he calls me, I carry my little fat hiney to the table. And whatever he's put on the table, I begin to eat. And I don't ever ask somebody, do you think I'm worthy of what God's put on this table? I know I ain't worthy. But I know the gift he gave was made me worthy, and I'm going to eat every bit of what he's given me. Amen? Amen? Come on, put your hands together and give him some praise in this house. Now again, some of you in this house are looking at me like, you know, I think that's overboard, and the enemy loves your attitude. That's what I'm talking about. Now listen, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for the dark is as light to you. And I love verse 13 because it holds something really dear for me. It says, for you created my inmost being and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Now let's stop. I'll be honest with you, I'm not no crocheter, I'm not no knitter. You hear what I'm talking about? But I also am not an idiot. Something that has been crocheted, something that has been knitted, was intended. It was formed. There ain't a one of you sitting in this place tonight that was an accident, that was an oops. God formed you. Are you listening to me? God puts you together. You think God just had a day off and he said to himself, I don't really care much about this breeding season, so on these years, I'm not going to have much to do with making them. Dennis Aaron, I believe that when Skeeter was formed and he was made and God gave him that voice, that God had a plan for him, just like when you were born. God had a plan for you. I believe the one of you that's sitting out here tonight, and matter of fact, you may be here tonight and you're waiting on a court date. I want you to know that God has a plan for you just like he's got for Skeeter. Now listen, when God puts you together, God didn't do it. See, God doesn't treat us like we treat our Christmas presents sometimes. How many of y'all ever got a Christmas present and 2 years later found it hanging in your closet with the tag still on it because you really didn't like it when you got it? Anybody ever done that before? Raise your hand. Come on, the rest of you liars. Either that or your family just don't buy you no gifts. You see, there was not one of you that when God made you and formed you and knitted you, that you were not perfect for the world that you live in today. You see, knowing, now I'm fixing to get real with you, knowing and believing that God knitted you and formed you takes away every excuse that you have about why you can't be what God called you to be. I'm sick and tired of people telling me, but you don't know where I live, and it's all kind of junk, and my mama, and my, you know, I don't even know who my baby daddy is, and I'm all upset, and you don't understand what my life was like. Let me help you with something. I don't give a rip what your life was like. I want to know what your life was intended to be, and quit giving me excuses about why you can't get there. Now, I know some of you are sitting there and you're looking at me going, that sounds like a typical preacher. Because he's had it all together. He was born there. He never was breastfed. There was a silver spoon the entire life put in his mouth. When he was born, he was breathing Hebrews and Ecclesiastes and Corinthians, and everything was okay. Honey, let me tell you something. I was breathing trailer parks. I was breathing pornography. I was breathing watching somebody run. I go, don't take Earl to jail. He only hits me when he's drinking. I love him. Are you listening to me? I have no excuse for wasting what God made me for. Not one of you, look me in the eyeballs. Not one of you in this house has any excuse or right to waste what God gave you. Now you do have the ability to, but you ain't got the right. He knitted you together. He formed you. You are far bigger than your failures. Some of you the Lord's speaking to right now, isn't he? Because some of you have been waking up every morning and the only thing that you see is where you've been. Hello? Let's read on. I love verse 14. Oh, I mean, tell you, verse 14 ought to be something that every one of you has on a piece of paper, and you have it and you write it down and it's on your mirror. That way when you get up in the morning, you can read it. I mean, it's an incredible piece of scripture. Listen to what it says. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Ooh. Your words, your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Just this amount of people right here that are in this building. Could you imagine what would happen to Greenwood, Louisiana, and to Shreveport, Louisiana, to Logansport, Louisiana, to Coushatta, Louisiana, to Mansfield, Louisiana, to Frierson, Louisiana. If every one of you honestly believed that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. You'd get up every morning believing that you could accomplish what God had asked you to do, wouldn't you? Look at me. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what I thought most of my life? I told you I had the world's greatest mama. Love her. If God could have let me pick out of all the world, even the ones that are filthy, stinking rich, I would have picked her. And listen, but you know, if I was going to live by what the world says, I would say that I was an accident. Because after all, my mama wasn't married when I was conceived. Matter of fact, I don't even know that my daddy was sober when it happened. Hello? I don't think that they had one of those Planned Parent meetings where they said, you know what, we're going to come together and let's have a baby. What they had was one of them EPT pregnancy sticks, and it was a holy cow moment when that thing said, oops. I know some of y'all going to live here and go, he shouldn't say that stuff. Really? Do you know how many people are living around you that the very same thing has happened to them and they have lived with the thought that I was a mistake, I was an oops, I was an accident. I want you to know I don't care where my mom was, where my daddy was when it occurred. I don't care what state of mind they were in. I don't care what they were thinking. I don't care what their future plan was. I believe that that night, wherever they were, that God knitted me and formed me and made me for this time, such as this, on this earth. And God is no respecter of person. If he did it for me, I assure you he will do it for you. Bow your heads if you would and close your eyes. I'm done. If you're born again in this house, you ought to be praying. You shouldn't be thinking about anything else. I mean nothing. There shouldn't be anything more important on your mind than just seeking God, because there's some broken people in here. There's some people that have never accepted Jesus. Tonight is the night that some broken people ain't going to be broken no more. Tonight's the night that some people that were going to die and go to hell, they ain't going to die and go to hell no more. They're going to go to heaven. You ought to be praying right now. You ought to be interceding right now. First question I will ask you is this, and it is the most important question you will ever be asked. And I'm going to ask you just to simply be real with yourself. I've been real with you tonight. I just want you to be real with God. If you died today, are you absolutely certain that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? I want you to think about that for a moment, and I also want to lay something else on you. I'm not one of them preachers that sugarcoats things. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't never met anybody that didn't know whether they were going to heaven or to hell. I met a lot of people who just didn't want to make a decision. Truth is, the decision's already made. If you're in this place tonight and you say, Ray, absolutely beyond the shadow of a doubt, I'm not certain if I'm saved, but Ray, I want to know that I'm saved. Ray, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. When I count to three, if that's you, I want you to put your hand up high in the air. I want you to know that don't listen to the voice inside your head that says you've done too much, too bad for too long. God can't forgive you. That's a lie. The Bible says that he's a father of lies. That's all the devil is. He's a father of lies. He can't do anything else but tell lies. So if he's talking to you, he's lying to you. And right now, God's calling you in this place. So if that's you, when I count three, you get your hand up high in the air and just hold it there. Nobody's going to embarrass you. I just want to see your hand. One, two, three. Yes, 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 yes. Up high. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, in the back. Yes, over here. Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. Is there, and yes, in the back, and yes, is there, yes, up there. Yes, yes. Hands everywhere, hands everywhere. God brought you here all around this place. Thank you, Father. Are you born again? Are you still praying? Do you understand now the significance and the importance? Oh, thank you, Father. You can put your hands down. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.